One night in the mid-90s, I watched a saw-whet owl searching for prey in my backyard. He sat in a branch at eye level in a tree right next to my back porch, his tiny feet the only parts of his body not in constant motion. Owls don't move their eyes. To compensate, they swivel their heads this way and that. This little guy didn't limit the swiveling to his head. His entire body twisted and turned this way and that as he checked out every tree and shrub and every inch of ground, his every muscle tensed, ready to spring into action. We'd stop periodically and he'd scan the countryside for shrikes, and like that alert little owl, he looked every which way, never missing a thing. He quickly found the bird we were looking for, the oldest of her species known to science. Ryan had banded her in March 2006. She bore a blue band on her right leg, along with her U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service numbered band, and had a white band on her left leg. Last January, I talked about Ryan and this particular shrike on For the Birds, and this year I waited anxiously to hear if she'd returned yet again. On December 27th, he found her. Now she's at least 8.5 years old, which is mighty significant considering that the previous oldest northern shrike known to science was only 3.5 years old. It's not that shrikes are short-lived birds or that Ryan's shrike is the oldest shrike ever to have lived, but she is the oldest one we know about. We can only be certain about the ages of birds that are banded and found again years later. Northern shrikes breed in the far north where few researchers study them. Capturing them requires a special trapping system not useful with other songbirds, and few, if any, banders before Ryan Brady have conducted long-term studies to track individuals from year to year. Following a particular shrike, even within a season, is tricky. Fluffy feathers cover their legs in most positions, making colored bands almost impossible to see except during the moment one alights or takes off, while it's preening, or at the moment a favorable gust of wind exposes the legs. And the way a shrike survives year after year is to be wary and learn from mistakes. Ryan's record breaker quickly figured out his trap and stopped being catchable. But Ryan is a most tenacious and determined person, and like that saw-whet owl, he does not miss a thing. When we located a pale lord female shrike in the right territory, he kept his binoculars trained on her every moment until he clearly saw her leg bands. He also spotted a partly eaten vole she'd cached in a tangle of shrubs. What's so important about knowing the ages of birds? Many people think of birds as they do of mice, as creatures with high reproductive rates and short lifespans. That may be true of zebra finches in artificial situations, but it's far from true of wild birds. Banded black-capped chickadees have lived over 12 years, and even tiny ruby-throated hummingbirds sporting bands have been retrapped still alive when a minimum of 9 years old. People often minimize the significance of bird die-offs, claiming their high reproduction rates offset even large mortality events, but that's false. It is true that the majority of birds don't live to see their first birthday, but unlike mice, birds don't breed during that first year, and for some species, not until they're 2 or even older. Ryan Brady's special shrike has made it this far by intelligence, adaptability, and excellent hunting skills. Next winter, I'll be waiting with bated breath to hear if she's returned. Ryan said, "I can hardly imagine a winter without her." I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.